Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to countering ISIS Khorasan and ensuring that the soil of Afghanistan is not used to threaten the security of the United States or any nation. The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program, which is administered by the Diplomatic Security Service, is offering two rewards of up to $10 million each for information on specific terrorists operating in Afghanistan. The first reward offer is for information leading to the identification or location of ISIS-K leader Sanaa Ghaffari. In June of 2020, Ghaffari, who is also known as Shahab al-Muhajir, was appointed by core ISIS leaders to lead ISIS-K in Afghanistan. In that role, Ghaffari is responsible for approving all ISIS-K operations throughout Afghanistan and arranging funding to conduct operations. The second reward offer is for information leading to the arrest or conviction in any country of those responsible for the August 26 terrorist attack at Kabul's International Airport. On that date, terrorists launched a suicide bombing against the airport as the United States and other governments conducted a large-scale evacuation of their citizens and vulnerable Afghans. The attack killed at least 185 people, mostly civilian men, women, and children, as well as 13 U.S. service members supporting evacuation operations. More than 150 people, including civilian men, women, and children, and 18 U.S. service members were wounded. ISIS-K claimed responsibility for that attack. Anyone with information on Sanaa Ghaffari or those responsible for the attack on the Kabul International Airport should text Rewards for Justice via Signal, Telegram, or WhatsApp at 1-202-702-7843. Individuals may also contact Rewards for Justice office via its Tor-based TIPS reporting channel. All information submitted to Rewards for Justice will be kept strictly confidential. Since its inception in 1984, the Rewards for Justice program has paid more than $200 million to more than 100 people across the globe who have provided actionable information that helped prevent terrorism, bring terrorist leaders to justice, and resolve threats to the U.S. national security. These rewards are being offered at an important moment in the fight against ISIS, as the leader of the ISIS Corps was killed in a recent U.S. counterterrorism operation in Syria. That operation and these new reward offers are a clear demonstration of the United States' determination to identify, find, and defeat ISIS anywhere in the world, whether in Syria, Afghanistan, or beyond.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.